Fantastic. Well, good morning. I am Laura, and it's wonderful to be here with you this morning. Thank you so much for having us. As Reverend Gorman said, I work for Compassion UK, and we are thrilled to be able to partner with St. Martin's in order to see children released from poverty in Jesus' name. For anyone that perhaps isn't familiar with the work of Compassion, we are an international child development organisation, and we work with children and families around the world that are living in extreme poverty. And our mission is really to see the chains of poverty broken for the 385 million children around the world who are impacted by it. And so we want to bring hope and brighter futures for those children. So I have the pleasure of being here today to say a huge thank you to you for partnering with us to see five beautiful lives transformed. And we want to thank you on behalf of those children and their families as well. I know they want to say the same if they were here today. And we just want to honour you, really, for everything that you're doing, all that you're investing. We can't do it without our church partners. And so we really do value being able to do this together. So I wanted to give you a little bit of an update on some of the impact that you are having through your support. So we did have a bit of a presentation, thank you. So over the time that you've been sponsoring then, your sponsor children have spent more than 5,000 hours in the Compassion projects that they attend. And there they have been receiving the access to additional support with their schooling, supplementary nutrition, healthcare, and of course growing in their spiritual and emotional well-being as well. They've received nearly 2,000 nutritional meals, and they've been able to receive at least 28 medical checkups, which wouldn't be possible without you. Wonderfully, we've been able to give out 7 age-appropriate Bibles as well. And through the interaction with the local church that are running those projects, each of those children have heard the gospel, and they've heard that they have a heavenly Father that loves them, which is wonderful, isn't it? So over the past 12 months then, as alongside your generous and regular giving, you've been writing to your children, which is what we love to see, building that personal relationship and speaking words of encouragement and belief does so much for a child's emotional development. You know, it's proven that even just one letter every 6 months is enough to start raising that child's self-esteem. And so imagine what you're doing with more than that. So thank you so much for those letters. They are truly valued by the children. They keep them safe, they read them over and over. And I can tell you there's great excitement when letters are delivered at the project. So please be encouraged in what you're doing there. So as I said, you're sponsoring 5 children between the ages of 5 and 18, and 1 in Ecuador, and 4 are in a particular project in Colombia. Now, Compassion started in Colombia in 1974, and there we are now currently supporting more than 96,000 children. I think you can go on to the next slide if that's okay. And we're partnering with more than 290 churches in order to be able to deliver that support. We know that most of your sponsored children, both in Colombia and Ecuador, as we can see in the next slide, are living in town locations, in homes that are usually built from wood, with dirt walls, and they'll have a tin or a corrugated iron roof as well. We know that around 43% of the nation of Colombia are food insecure. And so we see great numbers of children suffering with malnourishment because of that. Colombia, as you may know, also struggles with many other issues, such as political corruption, drug wars, and exploitation, which makes those living in poverty extra vulnerable. And sadly, these are the realities that these children are living and experiencing every single day. But there is great news, there is hope. And through the Compassion projects and through your support, children are overcoming the limitations of poverty. And those vulnerabilities are being removed. They're being given a sense of stability and of security, which of course affords them the chance to dream of brighter futures. So So I believe we've got some pictures of them. There we are, look at those beautiful faces. So we've got Sergio, Dahania, Florella, Tatiana and Lorena there. Five beautiful lives that are being completely transformed because of your support. And we're so excited to see these precious young ones become all that God has ordained them to be. So thank you so much, St. Martins, for each of you investing in these lovely children's lives. We so appreciate you, and we praise God for the impact that you are having through your investment in their lives. Wonderful. Well, I'd love to spend a little time in the scriptures, if I can, just looking at what it is to give thanks. Giving thanks. You know, I think two very important words in the dictionary are thank and you. Thank you. It's not just a polite and courteous thing to say, is it? When we say it in a way that is sincere, and when we really mean it, people feel valued, don't they? They feel appreciated. They know their contribution has made a real impact and it matters. If I came here this morning and I didn't once thank you for your support with compassion, would it make you feel appreciated? Would you feel valued in our partnership? Would you walk away with a good opinion of compassion? Probably not. If we could only grasp the power of those words, then I think marriages would be stronger. Workplaces would have much higher morale, and I think people in general might have higher self-esteem. So today I'm here to sincerely thank you. Thank you, St. Martins, for what you do here in the life of the church, for the way your hearts serve those in your communities here and further away as well. Thanksgiving is about giving thanks, isn't it? And that starts with giving thanks to God. In Psalm 100, David exhorts us to say, he says, enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. David praises God. He gives thanks. And he reminds us in 1 Chronicles 29, verse 14, everything comes from you, and we have given you only what comes from your hand. We can only give what God has already given us, can't we? And we have to be good stewards of the resources, of the finances, the time, and the talents that he has bestowed upon us. Ultimately, then, the praise and the thanksgiving can only go to him. The only response of a thankful heart is a generous lifestyle. It reflects the giving nature of God and attracts his blessing. You know, when we hear the cry of the poor, he hears our cry too. I'm sure we're all familiar with the story of the Good Samaritan, the man who gave his time, his touch, his treasure to help someone in need, to see restoration where there was brokenness. He was moved with compassion. It's an action. He gave what he had in order to meet the need that was before him. And not only does he demonstrate a spirit of generosity, but a sacrificial heart that was committed to seeing things through to completion. I'm going to read from 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 6 to 14. You can follow on the screen. But Paul is talking about generous giving. He says this, remember this, whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and whoever sows generously will also reap generously. Each of you should give what you have decided in your heart to give, not reluctantly or out of compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. And God is able to bless you abundantly, so that in all things, at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work. As it is written, they have freely scattered their gifts to the poor. Their righteousness endures forever. Now he who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food will also supply and increase your store of seed and will enlarge the harvest of your righteousness. You will be enriched in every way so that you can be generous on every occasion. And through us, your generosity will result in thanksgiving to God. This service that you perform is not only supplying the needs of the Lord's people, but is also overflowing in many expressions of thanks to God. Because of the service by which you have proved yourselves, others will praise God for the obedience that accompanies your confession of the gospel of Christ, and for your generosity in sharing with them and with everyone else. And in their prayers for you, their hearts will go out to you because of the surpassing grace God has given you. What an incredible privilege it is to be able to share with others in their time of need, isn't it? We have a responsibility, a call from God, if you like, to meet the needs of others and to walk with them in their suffering, just as the Samaritan did. I think as a church, we are to have an attitude of gratitude, and from that, generosity flows in all kinds of ways. I sponsor a young little boy called Ephraim. I think I've got a picture there. And Ephraim lives in Kenya. He's 10 years old. He's a lovely little boy. And in every letter that Ephraim writes to me, he says, thank you. Thank you so much for your support. Thank you for helping me. I praise God for this blessing. Thank you. In one letter some years ago, he wanted to encourage me in his very kind way. And he said, you're like an angel to our family. And it was very sweet, but it did raise a smile as he misspelled angel. And so I was more like an angle to his family. But as I watched Ephraim grow from a five-year-old little boy that would draw me little pictures and kind of give one-worded answers and when I asked him about the things that he liked, he has grown in age, of course, but also in confidence and understanding, and in, for him as well, in his faith. And now he wants to bless and encourage me in his letters. He thanks God for our relationship. And he sends me scriptures and tells me that he's praying for me and my family. And he praises God for that relationship. Now, do I demand that he thanks me in every letter? No, of course not. Do I even expect it in every letter? No. Do I sponsor to get that thanks? Not at all. But am I blessed by his gratitude and his generosity as he encourages me and as he thanks God for that? Absolutely I am. Isn't it wonderful how God blesses us to be a blessing to others, and in so doing we are further enriched. I love the fact that as a result of our giving, as I sow into Ephraim's life and as you sow into Sergio and these children's lives, not only do we know that it's appreciated by those children and by their families, but God is being praised by those who see his generous nature through the love and the compassion of his people. So today, thank you, St. Martin's. Can I tell you there are children and families, churches, communities, and even nations who are being transformed because of your sponsors' investment. We have graduates that have gone on to be doctors, lawyers, teachers, scientists, nurses, business people, politicians and government officials, police, pastors and leaders in their community. I wonder what Sergio and the other children will go on to do, the impact that they will have in their communities and their nations. What a privilege it is. I'd love to show you a short video now to encourage you. It's a little bit of an update, specifically from Colombia, and it shows you a little more of the challenges that are being faced there, but also of the wonderful work that is being done. And it's told through the eyes of a boy called Sebastian.
Soy parte del programa Compasión Colombia. Mi país es hermoso, con muchos tipos de pájaros, flores y frutas. Tenemos el Océano Pacífico y el Mar Caribe, y grandes ríos que atraviesan el país. Ahora que ya les conté un poco sobre Colombia, les voy a contar un poco sobre mí. Mi comida favorita es el arroz con pollo que me hace mi mamá. En mi tiempo libre me gusta jugar ponchado con mis amigos en la cancha. Me encanta vivir aquí, en Colombia. Tenemos una gran vista de las montañas y la ciudad de donde yo vivo. En nombre de todos los niños de Compasión en Colombia, quiero compartirles un poco sobre el último año. Los niños y las familias Enfrentamos varias dificultades que se empeoraron debido a la pandemia del COVID. El maltrato infantil y la inclusión aumentaron. Al cerrar los colegios, muchos niños no tenían conectividad, no pudieron estudiar. Para responder a estos problemas, Compasión Colombia ha entregado mercados para todos los niños y llevó agua potable a más de 100 familias en el desierto de La Guajira. Las iglesias han estado trabajando para la protección infantil. Algunos proyectos dieron tablets e internet a los niños para que puedan estudiar. Este año los proyectos empezaron a atender a los niños presencialmente en grupos pequeños. Esperan pronto volver a abrir las puertas a todos los niños. Para mi papá ha sido difícil conseguir trabajo y llevarnos la compra, pero en el proyecto nos han dado mercados, lo cual ha sido una gran bendición. Soy muy contenta de ser parte del programa Compasión. He recibido regalos y cartas de mi padrino y estoy muy agradecido con Dios por la vida de él. Soy contenta de volver a asistir al proyecto. Lo extrañé mucho durante la pandemia.
Isn't it incredible to see the difference that's being made in the challenging circumstances of poverty, but through added adversity of the pandemic as well. And there's been so much progression even since that video was made last year. Well, this morning I would love to offer you the opportunity to respond, maybe to challenge you a little bit. What will you do with what you've heard this morning? Maybe today is a day you could start a journey of sponsorship and give a child dignity, choices, the chance to dream and to know that they are known, they are loved, they are valued and they have great purpose. For £28 a month you can do just that and invest in a child living in poverty. And whilst I want to be sensitive to the current financial challenges we're facing in the UK now, and as we've read this morning, no one should give reluctantly or out of compulsion. But I wonder if there are people here this morning that have the means to be a blessing to a child in poverty. That might mean a few less trips to Costa or one less takeaway a month. I don't know what that looks like for you. But for £28 a month, you can ensure that a child receives that additional support with their schooling, with medical and dental checkups, nutritional support, that stability and that security. You can write to that child and they can write to you and you can build that personal relationship with them. Encourage them, speak words of life over them, and I promise you'll be so encouraged and enriched in return. You can watch them grow and offer them and their families hope and the means to overcome the grip of poverty and hear that their Creator God loves them and has great plans for their lives. Children like Zavi here. Zavi is 12 years old from Colombia and he loves football and his favourite subject at school is physical education. I don't know, perhaps there's someone here this morning that would love to invest in Zavi's life. But I'm going to be at the compassion stand at the back there after the service, and please do come and meet some of the children that are waiting for sponsorship, like Zavi, in a profile like this. And if you have any questions or you'd like to know more, I'd love to speak with you. There's no pressure that comes with that, but do come and have a chat. But thank you so much, St. Martins, for your time this morning, for having us. We love partnering with you. Keep doing what you're doing. And I'd love to just close in prayer for you now, if that's okay. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for all your many gifts, Lord, for the things that we so often take for granted. Our freedom, security, our homes and incomes, our families and friends, food and clean water, and the opportunities that we have. Lord, we recognize that not everybody has these things, and so we ask that you help us to see the opportunities to help those in need. May we always be quick to freely give what you have so generously given to us. Father, I thank you for St. Martin's Church and for our partnership. I thank you for the blessing that they are to those around them and to these precious children that they support. I pray that they would be so greatly enriched as they sow into these lives, and may you be glorified through that support. We pray for Sergio, Tahania, Florella, Tatiana, and Lorena this morning. We ask that they would know your peace, your provision, and your love today. May they praise you for your goodness in their lives. And we thank you, God, for your steadfast love, which is new to us every day. We thank you for Jesus, who poured out his life for us so that we could have true hope and forgiveness. We thank you, Heavenly Father. Amen.
Well, thank you, Laura. Thank you for sharing those words with us this morning and for the presentation, which is certainly... I've learned a lot from it this morning, so I really appreciate that. Do talk to Laura after the service. Do go up and say hello and have a chat about the work of Compassion UK. And do have a look at the materials that she has brought as well with her. There was a German mystic who once said that if the only prayer you ever say is thank you, it will be sufficient. And we do have so much to give thanks for. And, you know, reading that and listening to that, you realise how much we do have to be grateful for here and the thanks that we have. And sometimes we can say thank you physically and say thank you. And other times we say thank you by our actions as well. So have a think about what's moved you this morning, and have a think about what you'd like to do. I would also just like to take this moment to thank the people of the church who are responsible for doing so much with our charitable giving for Compassion UK, but also for the other charities that we sponsor and we run as well. Thank you so much for your hard work and endeavour. It is through your hard work that we are an outward-looking church. And it is so important that we are an outward-looking church. That's what Jesus told us to do. That's what Jesus said, go and serve me by serving others. And that's what we're being told. As we look around, we have the epitome of people working together. We have a real visual display of people working together. A small rectangle of wool that has been knitted and now made up into 10 blankets. People often say there is so much to do. I don't know, get overwhelmed by there being so much. But sometimes it's little steps, it's little starts, working together that can be transformational. And that's important. And we just have a moment before we get onto the creed, because these blankets will be going this week, hopefully, and going to Salvation Army to help those who are homeless and those who are cold at this time in order to bring them warmth. And so let's just pray at this time for the work of people who do such good acts and good acts of service. Heavenly Father, loving Lord, we're moved this morning by the work of Compassion UK. And we're moved this morning as well to the work of other charities, those who are seeking to help others who are in need, both locally, nationally, and internationally. We give thanks for the work that has been done in this parish. We give thanks for these blankets. And we just ask you in our prayers to be with the people who will receive these blankets, that they will find warmth, warmth, both physical warmth and also spiritual warmth as well, as they know that they are loved and that people care for them. Lord, we know that you love each and every one of us. We pray for Sergio and all the other children that we've heard of this morning. May they feel your love in their lives this day. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Saviour. Amen.